Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You may have heard the old myth that playing too many video games will rot your brain. But a new study shows that young video gamers score higher on brain function tests than non-gamers. For more on this, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Lee Richardson, licensed professional counselor and founder of the Brain Performance Center. Thanks for joining us to talk about this. I always kind of assumed that that wasn't true because organizations like even the military were using video games to help train their people.
Well, you know, it is interesting because the 9 and 10-year-olds, their frontal lobes aren't anywhere near being developed. So it makes sense that using your response time, using how you process information, exercising that would increase your ability to be able to do it.
So, Lee, do we know what we're talking about in terms of time? I mean, how many hours a day of gaming does it take to improve those cognitive skills?
Well, they looked at a group that played no games at all, and then they looked at a group that played at least 21 hours a week. So they didn't break it down on a daily basis, and they didn't really give us much definition except at least 21 hours a week. And that's it. So let's say they play every day. So they play 3 hours a day. That's a huge chunk of time out of a daily schedule when you're 10 years old.
Yeah, it is. And I'm wondering, did they find in the study if there was a point of diminishing returns when you play so much that actually you don't get those benefits?
No, they didn't. It was pretty black or white. If you played at least 21 hours a week, then on other testing, you know, your brain performed a little bit differently. But, what it's doing, what playing the video games is doing, it's changing the way the brains are reacting. Does that mean that change will maintain as the brain continues to develop? I don't know. Does that mean that change will hold again? I don't know. The study's been going on since, they've been tracking kids since like 2018, which I think that's important to do, to really understand what it does to our brain, because I've seen good studies and I've seen bad studies. And I think the problem point becomes is when all the person wants to do is play video games.
Yeah,
they don't want to hang out with their friends.
And Lee, wouldn't it vary tremendously depending on the game? I mean, I would imagine that would play a huge part in if you're talking about something that is, really violent or something along that line.
Absolutely, and they did not make any notation of what games were played. So, I think it's encouraging to see that technology, because I consider gaming a form of technology, but we all know that technology has a lot to offer us, but we really know we have to balance it. And that's what I hope people take away from this study, is that there's some good, but if that becomes your sole interest and if that becomes what you do, and I'm not judging, but for me, 21 hours a week or more for a 9 or 10-year-old is a lot of time playing games.
I was going to ask you, as a counselor, if a parent came to you and said, hey, my kid plays a lot of video games, maybe too much, what advice would you give?
Put some balance in place. Put some structure in place. Set some limits. Number one, I would get in there and I would play the games with them to understand what games are they playing. Because there are some video games that are learning games. So I would understand that, and then I would say, okay, I can see how this is helping you with advance your vocabulary, and I'm just grasping for words here. But I can see that adds value for you. So let's play that X number of hours a week. But I would really monitor that, and I would put some structure around it, because it could be a great learning tool. But is that the only way that you want your child to learn?
All right, Lee, thanks so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
All righty, and that was Lee Richardson. Lee Richardson. She's a licensed professional counselor, also founder of the Brain Performance Center.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.